们请看罗马书第一章。
Please turn to the book of Romans, chapter 1.
Romans chapter 1, verse
13.
Romans chapter 1, verse
13.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定义往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。
Verse 13, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles.
14节,
Verse 14,
无论是希腊人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish.
十五节
Verse 15,
所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are at Rome.
在这里，保罗写信给罗马的教会。
Here Paul wrote a letter to the church in Rome.
他说他很多次想要到罗马去看看啊，看看他们。
That he longed to go to Rome to visit the brethren there.
那除了探望教会的弟兄姐妹以外，
Not only to visit the brethren in Rome,
他更希望能够在他们中间得些福音的果子。
He also wished that he may be able to gather a harvest among them.
就好像在外邦人当中，他去传福音，叫外邦人来信主。
That is like preaching among the Gentiles to gain the souls of the Gentiles.
所以他说，无论是希腊人啊，或者是啊，化外人、聪明人、愚拙人啊，我都欠他们的债。
That he is obligated in the gospel both to the Greeks and non-Greeks, both also to the wise and the foolish.
保罗用欠债的心情啊，来谈他的福音工作。
Paul defined his mission to preach the gospel as his obligation, as his indebtedness both to the people.
我们知道欠债，这是一个很不舒服啊的一个感觉。
Because when we are in debt, this is not a very nice feeling.
就像我们啊要买一个房子啊，我们要跟银行贷款。
For example, when we are purchasing a house, when we need to have a mortgage,
我们就是欠了银行的这个债务。
That means we are borrowing from the bank.
啊，如果我们啊缺钱用啊，我们跟朋友借款。
And if we are lacking in money, we may need to borrow from our friends.
我们也是欠朋友一个债务。
That means we owe them some money.
一直到我们要把这些债务还清了以后，我们才会有轻松愉快。
Once the last cent has been paid off, only can we have a peace of mind.
因为负债好像是一块石头压在我们的心上。
Because when we are indebted to another person or another organization, it's like a stone upon our neck.
我们一定要把债务还清了以后，我们才有自由。
Because we need to pay off our debt in order to have true freedom.
因为债务是一定要还的。
Because we all need to borrow to pay off what we owe.
所以保罗也是用这样的心情来谈他的福音工作。
And this is how Paul uses this kind of metaphor to define his preaching the gospel.
他都欠了这些外邦人的债务。
That he is indeed indebted to the Gentiles.
他一定要把这个债务还掉以后，他才能够轻松愉快。
He need to pay off this debt in order to feel relief.
而且他说的啊，不管是希腊人，或者是啊化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，不管是哪一种人，他都欠债务。
No matter what kind of a nationality they are from, whether they are Greeks, non-Greeks, the wise or the foolish, he is both indebted to all these group of people.
所以呢，他所啊欠的债务，并不是只有对某一种人而已。
He is obligated not to.Only one particular group of people.
所以我们啊所欠的债务啊的对象并没有什么区别。
This is why he is indebted to all kinds, not only to one particular special group.
也许呢，有的人会说啊，我大概会欠那些希腊人或者是聪明人，这些是有文化水准的人呢、啊。啊，我们应该传福音给他们啊，我欠他们的债务。
Maybe we can say that we only have to preach to the Greeks and to those who are wise, and that we are only indebted to these two groups of people alone.
但是那些话外人或者是愚拙人，他们啊。不需要福音吗？
However, do the non-Greeks as well as the foolish not need the gospel too?
虽然他们的福音啊，他们的文化水准比较低。
Maybe they are not culturally highly esteemed than the Greeks.
可能呢、啊，他们也是好几天不洗澡了。
Maybe they may not have a shower for already many days.
可能他们的服装啊是非常简陋。
Maybe they have a very simple attire.
可能他们住在呢木头造的房子里面。
Maybe their house is made of straw or wood.
但是无论如何，他们仍然需要福音。
No matter what, they still need the gospel.
所以呢，保罗说，我都欠他们的债。
This is why Paul said, I'm obligated to both this group of people.
那为什么保罗会有这种欠债的心情，这么的沉重啊？
Why does this feelings of indebtedness weigh heavily upon Paul's heart?
而且甚至他还说，我如果不去还债，我就有祸了。
Because then even Paul said that, woe to me if I did not repay this debt.
我如果不传福音，我就要遭受神的审判。
Because if I do not preach the gospel, then I will be judged severely by God.
我们来看哥林多前书第九章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
哥林多前书第九章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16.
我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。
Yet when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, for I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
十七节，
Verse 17,
我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
Verse 17, if I preach voluntarily, I have a reward; if not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
所以保罗说呢，啊，他传福音呢是不得已的。
Here Paul says that he was compelled to preach.
而且如果不传福音，便有祸了。
And woe to him if he did not preach the gospel.
那为什么他不传福音会有祸呢？
Why did Paul feel this way, that this woefulness of not preaching the gospel?
那为什么他会欠这些外邦人的福音的债呢？
Why did he owe them an obligation to preach?
我们要了解原来保罗是怎样的人。
Let us study what kind of person Paul was.
我们才会知道他为什么现在不得不传福音呢？
Why did Paul felt so eager to preach the gospel.
我们要看他年轻的时候啊。
Let us study when he was young.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a former Pharisee.
他那时候还不认识耶稣。
At that time, he did not know Jesus.
啊，他为了他们的犹太的法律呢，啊，律法呢，非常的热心。
He was very zealous to Judaism.
所以要去传扬他们犹太教的啊这些律法。
He was trying to preach the law of Judaism.
要巩固他们犹太人的神圣。
And he was trying to sanctify and to bring to a new level of holiness among the Jews.
只有犹太人才是神的选民。
Because he considered only the Jews are the people of God.
只有犹太人才配得到神的拯救。
That only Jews deserve the salvation of God.
那其他外邦人是不配的。
That all Gentiles do not deserve the salvation.
可是当主耶稣开始传扬福音。
However, when Jesus started preaching.
主耶稣后来也被钉十字架死了。
Jesus at the end was crucified to death.
但是他有这些门徒还在传福音。
But yet at that time his apostles continued to preach.
在保罗当时以法利赛人的角度来看，这是一个背叛犹太教的行为。
To Paul becoming later on a disciple of Jesus is like a betrayal to the Judaistic group.
所以呢，他们以法利赛人的角度来看，耶稣的门徒呢？这是一个背叛者，是应该要刑罚，应该要把他抓来关的。
And in the eyes of Judaism, Paul has committed a great heresy and a great betrayal, and he deserved to lose his life.
所以当时有一个门徒叫做斯提凡。
At that time, there was a particular disciple by the name of Stephen.
斯提凡呢，他勇敢地为耶稣来做见证。
Stephen was very bold in preaching and witnessing for God.
但是他被逼迫。
He was also persecuted greatly.
最后被人用石头打死。
At the end, he was stoned to death.
而在他被打死的现场呢，保罗就在旁边看着他被打死而感到欢喜。
At that time, Paul was one of the spectators, and he was feeling joyful when he saw Stephen being stoned to death.
我们看《使徒行传》第七章。
Please turn to the book of Acts, chapter 7.
使徒行传第七章五十七节。
Verse 57.
使徒行传第七章五十七节。
Acts chapter 7, verse 57.
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去。
At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him.
五十八节。
Verse 58.
把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。
Drag him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul.
五十九节。
Verse 59.
他们正用石头打的时候，斯提凡呼吁主说：“求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。”
While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit."
六十节。
Verse 60.
又跪下大声喊着说：“主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。”说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。
Then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep.
这里记载一个少年人名叫扫罗，就是后来的保罗。
Here records a young man named Saul, who later on became Paul.
而这个时候的扫罗呢，他是破坏基督徒的一个主要人。
At that time, Saul was a great persecutor of the Christians at that time.
他当时呢，想尽办法要把这个斯提凡打死。
He wanted at that time to kill Stephen.
所以呢，当斯提凡被打死了以后，扫罗是非常高兴。
After Stephen died, Saul was greatly satisfied.
这表示他已经维护了他们犹太教的纯洁。
Because he has already fulfilled the holiness of the Jews.
我们看第八章。
Verse 8.
第一节。
Sorry, chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 1.
从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。
On that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
第二节。
Verse 2.
有虔诚的人把斯提凡埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。
Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him.
第三节。
Verse 3.
扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女下到监里。
But Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house. He dragged off men and women and put them in prison.
所以当时教会受到大大的逼迫。
At that time, the church encountered great persecution.
门徒都分散在犹太跟撒玛利亚各处。
The apostles and members, they were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
这时候的扫罗却很高兴了，要继续迫害教会。
Saul, he was very happy, and he continued to do his work, persecuting the church.
但是一直到他要到大马士革去拿一个权柄要来继续迫害基督徒的时候。
At that time, he was on his way to Damascus, carrying an edict to destroy more Christians there.
在路上呢，主耶稣的荣光对他显现。
And on the way, the light of God shone upon him.
我们看第九章第一节。
Let's skip to chapter 9, verse 1.
扫罗仍然向主的门徒 口吐威吓凶煞的话，去见大祭司。
Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest.
第二节。
Verse 2.
求文书给大马士革的各会堂，或若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem.
第三节,
Verse 3.
扫罗行路, 将到大马士革, 忽然从天上发光, 四面照着他。
As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
第四节,
Verse 4.
他就扑倒在地, 听见有声音对他说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
第五节,
Verse 5.
他就说, 主啊, 你是谁? 主说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, he replied.
第六节,
Verse 6.
起来进城去, 你所当作的事必有人告诉你。
Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.
所以扫罗原来还想要到大马士革, 要去来破坏基督徒。
Saul at this point was on his way to Damascus to capture more Christians.
可是在路上呢, 主耶稣的荣光对他显现。
However, halfway there, a light from heaven appeared before him.
他就扑倒在地。
And he fell to the ground immediately.
他突然听见有声音对他说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么逼迫我?
And then he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
这个声音到底是从哪里来的? 没有人知道。
Where does this voice come from? Nobody knows.
旁边的人也听不懂这些声音的内容是什么。
The people around him did not know that there was a voice and they do not understand what's going on.
他们只听到声音不知道内容。
They only heard a voice, but they do not understand what this voice was talking about. But yet Saul knew what the voice was speaking to him.
他听到这个声音之后, 他反而问说, 主啊, 你是谁?
Right away, he asked, who are you, Lord?
主就回答说, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Lord Jesus had answered, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
当时扫罗是在逼迫那些信耶稣的门徒。
At that time, Saul was in the midst of persecuting the Lord's disciples.
但是逼迫耶稣的门徒就等于是在逼迫耶稣。
Those who are persecuting Jesus' disciples is likened to persecuting Jesus himself.
所以这个时候扫罗听到, 他才吓一大跳。
Saul was so shocked when he heard this voice coming from heaven.
他原来以为他是在维护他们犹太教的纯洁。
Because he thought that he was simply obeying the laws of Judaism.
但是现在他反而是逼迫到这位天上的神就是耶稣。
But yet right now he realized he was offending and he was being disobedient to the God in heaven.
所以呢，他才悔改，知道自己的错。
Right away he repented and knew and confessed his wrongdoing.
后来到了大马士革以后，就有另外一个门徒叫亚拿尼亚。 就为他施洗，然后为他祷告，得到圣灵。
When he arrived in Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias who accepted him, baptized him, and
为他祷告，让他得到圣灵。
And then later on, Saul received the Holy Spirit.
扫罗这个时候，他就完全明白了他过去所做的不对的事情。
At this point, Saul then realized what he did in the past was totally wrong.
那么主耶稣就对他说，你要去为我传扬福音。
Then Jesus told him that he has to go to the world to preach.
因为这是主耶稣所拣选的工人。
Because this person is my vessel.
我们看15节。
Please read
9章15节。
Chapter 9, verse 15.
这里主对亚拿尼亚说, 你只管去, 他是我拣选的器皿, 要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。
But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel.
16节, 我也要指示他, 为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
Verse 16, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
所以这个时候扫罗他完全明白了他以前的错。
Here, Saul come to realization that he was wrong in the past.
他现在受主的差派要开始来为主耶稣传扬福音。
He is now on a mission to preach the word of God.
所以他如果不去传的话，他就违背了这个天上的神主耶稣对他的拣选。
If he did not preach the gospel, it is like him disobeying the God in heaven.
他就没有尽到这个差派的责任。
Then he has not fulfilled the mission that God has for him.
当然他就要接受神更大的一个审判。
then of course he knew that a severe judgment would be waiting for him in the future.
所以我们知道扫罗原来的背景跟他后来的改变。
This is the reason why we see the great transformation of Paul.
我们才会了解他现在不传福音是不可以的。
And the Paul later on became the Paul that must never not preach the gospel.
他是这个罪人里面的罪魁啊。
That he is the chief sinners, chief of sinners.
因为当时在逼迫啊基督徒的人当中呢，这个扫罗呢是里面的首领。
Because among the persecutor of Christians during Paul's time, Paul was chief among them.
而他这个逼迫基督徒的首领，他当然要承受最大的刑罚。
And of course, the leader of the group of persecutors must face the greatest and severest judgment.
但是现在主耶稣反而拣选他。
But yet, Paul realized that God actually have chosen him.
让他明白他的错误。
To make him realize his mistakes.
因此现在保罗就一定要为主耶稣传扬福音了。
This is why Paul felt all the more need to preach the gospel.
所以同样的，他在这个大马色路上的所遇到的这个荣光。
The light that he saw on the way to Damascus.
这个事情呢，在使徒行传又记载了两次。
It was recorded two times in this book of Acts.
所以呢，一共有三次这个事迹的一个记载。
There was three records of Paul seeing the light.
特别是保罗不断的用这个事迹呢，一直在重复说我是得到主耶稣的拣选跟差派的人。
We see here that this scene is really deeply ingrained in Paul's heart. That's why he needed to tell himself that he indeed has to preach the gospel no matter what.
我们看回来看到使徒行传二十二章。
Please read Acts chapter 22.
二十二章。
Acts chapter 22.
十四节
，Verse 14。
他又说：“我们的祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。”
Then he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen you to know His will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear words from His mouth."
因为你要将所看见的所听见的对着万人为他做见证。
And you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard.
现在你为什么单言呢？起来，求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
And now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
所以这个时候呢，保罗又再次叙述他如何受到主耶稣的拣选。
Here, Paul once again recalled how he was chosen by God to preach the gospel.
所以主耶稣要差派他来为万人来做见证。
God sent him out to bear witness to all men.
那么这样的事迹同样在二十六章又记载了一次。
And this incident was again recorded in chapter 26.
二十六章保罗在亚基帕王的面前又再次谈到他受拣选的这个过程。
Before Agrippa, Paul again revealed to him the process of him hearing the word of God.
当时他对亚基帕王说了这个见证之后
，When he was sharing his testimony with King Agrippa.
我们看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's read Acts chapter 26.
二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十九节。
Verse 19.
亚基帕王我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
二十节，现在大马士革或在耶路撒冷和犹太全地以及外邦，劝勉他们应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相称。
First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preach that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds.
所以保罗说了，他不敢违背那从天上来的异象。
Here Paul said he dare not disobey the vision from heaven.
所以我们知道了在使徒行传里面就记载了三次保罗他蒙拣选的这个事情。
Here in the book of Acts, we saw three records of how Paul was chosen by God.
所以保罗他常常在传福音的时候，不断的叙述他自己如何被拣选的。
Paul, in the process of preaching the gospel, always tried to recall how, in the beginning, he was chosen by God.
所以他才说，我不得不传福音。
This is why he said he was totally compelled, obligated to preach.
按照我原来的所做的行为，我是该受最大的刑罚。
Because he knew that he deserved the severest punishment.
但是现在竟然得到主的拣选。
But yet today he was chosen by God.
我当然一定要为主耶稣传扬这个福音。
And of course, I have no other way but to preach the gospel.
所以他欠的外邦人的债务是对的。
This is right for him to say that he's indebted to the Greeks and non-Greeks to preach.
一定要把这些债务还清了以后，他才能够自由。
Only after he has paid all his debts away that he can gain true freedom.
那想想我们每一个人，我们能够受拣选来相信耶稣。
And today, for we ourselves, we are also chosen by God.
不管我们是从小就出生在基督徒的家庭里面就受洗了。
Maybe we were believers from young and we've been baptized when we were still a baby.
或者是我们长大以后，我们才来认识耶稣，来受洗。
Or maybe we come to Christ in the, when we are older and we were baptized when we are older.
但是我们仍然都有这种传福音的责任在我们身上。
However, all of us, no matter what, we have this obligation to preach.
虽然我们没有像扫罗原来做的那么多的罪。
Maybe we were not such a great sinner like Paul.
他逼迫教会，他的罪很大。
He persecuted the Christians, and this is indeed a great sin.
当然，保罗欠债，他一定要去传福音。
This is a great debt that he must pay in the form of preaching the gospel.
我们虽然是出生在基督徒的家庭，或者长大来相信主，但是思想起来，我们自己原来也是不配来得到这项救恩的。
Even if we grew up in the church or we've come to believe in Jesus later on in our life, but we have to consider that we are all undeserving, and then when we receive the grace of God, we have to preach.
这个世界有多少人口？
Let's see what's the population like in this world today.
目前有70亿的人口。
Today, there are 7 billion people.
可是在70亿的人口里面，我们竟然能够出生在基督徒的家庭里面而受洗。
And the... And among the 7 billion, we are just one of the 7 billion that is able to be baptized in True Jesus Church.
或者是我们长大以后，我们竟然有机会来认识耶稣的救恩。
And when we are young, we may be so blessed to be able to come to True Jesus Church.
有很多人，要求，追求这个福音，也是没有机会，他也是没有办法听到。
And some people did not even have the opportunity to be able to hear this gospel.
他们仍然要在这个黑暗的世界里面，去过生活。
And yet these people, they have to wander around in the darkness of this world.
但是我们今天却能够来得到主耶稣的拣选，而来到教会来认识神。
Yet today we are chosen by God, and we have this opportunity to come to church and know God.
想一想，我们真的是何等的有幸运能够来得到这个福音的机会。
Indeed, how blessed is it that we are, that we have this opportunity to get to know God and His truth.
同样的，基督徒有全世界有几十亿的基督徒。
We know that today there are also hundreds of millions of Christians.
可是他们大部分都没有领受圣灵的这个恩典跟宝贵。
Most of them, they did not receive the precious indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们在教会里面，我们却能够领受这个宝贵的圣灵。
But yet today in the church, we have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够回归到圣经的真理。
We are able to revert back to the truth of the Bible.
我们完全可以照根据圣经的真理来敬拜这位天上的神。
That we are able to worship God according to the truth of the Bible.
而这样的一种敬拜，才真的是得到神最大的一个接待接纳。
This form of worship is greatly acceptable and pleasing to God.
我们才有得进天国的一个把握。
By this worship, can we have a guarantee to enter heaven? 所以
想想这一些，仍然是我们能够得到这么大的福音的恩典。
And when you think about all these things, how greatly blessed we are indeed.
那既然我们领受这个恩典之后，我们应该如何把这个福音赶快传扬出去，给我们的亲戚朋友，让他们也来享受这个恩典。
Since we have received such great blessing and grace, let us not keep it to ourselves, but to share with our fellow brothers and family members and friends.
是因为这个恩典我们是白白得来的。
Because this grace has been given freely to us.
我们要白白舍去。
And freely we must give away.
我们来看马太福音第十章。
Please next turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 10.
在这里呢，主耶稣啊，告诉他的门徒啊，十二个使徒，叫他们要出去传福音。
Here our Lord Jesus instructed his disciples to preach.
啊，告诉他们呢，不管到哪个地方啊，去传福音，都要那种啊热忱呐 去把福音传给他们。
And Jesus sent them out with this instruction that they must preach the gospel with sincerity.
因为呢，他们得到这种恩典的时候是白白得来的。
Because they have freely received.
当然，他们要把这个恩典也要白白的赶快舍去，赶快把它传扬出去。
And conversely, they must also freely give and to preach the gospel proactively.
啊，所以呢，我们看到啊，他们去传福音的时候，真的是非常的勇敢。
We see that they are very bold and courageous in preaching.
我们看第十章，马太福音第十章第八节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 10, verse 8.
第十章第八节。
Chapter 10, verse 8.
医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
Heal the sick.Raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, freely you have received, freely give.
所以当十二个使徒他们要受差派出去传福音，他们得到主耶稣给他们的权柄。
The apostles, the 12 apostles, before they were sent by Jesus to preach, they were given also authority by Jesus.
而这些权柄能够医治病人。
And this authority is their ability to heal the sick.
可以叫死人复活。
To raise the dead.
可以叫长大麻风的得洁净
and to cleanse those who have leprosy,
甚至可以把鬼赶出去
and also to drive out demons.
有这样的恩典来到的时候，他们当然赶快去传啊。
Of course, with this free grace, they will have to subsequently hastily preach the gospel.
因为他们也是白白得到主耶稣这么多的恩典
because they know that they have freely received this grace and gift from God.
真的要白白的也把这些恩典赶快传扬出去。
And conversely, they must also freely give away.
就像呢啊，我自己的家庭啊，是从我的爷爷开始信主的。
Just like for me myself, my grandfather was the first believer of True Jesus Church.
当时呢，我爷爷他们啊，那个时候的家庭啊啊，遇到了很大的困难。
At that time, my grandfather's family was encountering difficulties.
当时我的叔叔哈啊。得了一个啊魔鬼工作啊的一个啊严重的病。
At that time, one of my uncles was demon possessed, and he was sick.
当时当然以医学角度说，他是精神病。
And of course, at that time, the Western medicine said that he has a mental illness.
但是以我们现在来看，知道那个是魔鬼的工作。
However, today we know that this is from the work of the devil.
啊，我听我的啊奶奶讲过说，那时候啊，我的叔叔啊。在国中啊，在啊，在中学的时候啊，本来好好的一个人呐、啊。
My grandma told me that my uncle he was fine when he was in high school.
可是有一天呢、啊，放学回家啊，看到一对姐弟啊，在路上。
But on his way home, he saw this brother and sister.
看到以后回到家，开始精神就不正常了。
Then after he saw this brother and sister, he arrived home and he became very abnormal.
就好像是一个发疯的人啊，开始会摔东西，会打人啊，会做很多啊很多的事情。
He became crazy and insane, and started to throw things and start to beat people up.
那时候如何去找医生啊，都没有用。
At that time, even the doctors could not help him.
到最后呢，啊，我的啊奶奶的哥哥啊啊，他已经到我们真耶稣教会已经信主了。
At that time.My grandma's brother, my grand uncle, is already a believer of True Jesus Church.
啊，那时候呢，啊，他刚好到我们的家了，啊，来啊做客。
At that time, he came by for a visit to my house.
所以他就看到我的叔叔这种被魔鬼工作的现象。
And he saw the torture that my uncle was undergoing.
他说啊, 你去找任何的, 神明, 偶像, 都没有用。
And he told my grandma to say that even though they were to find for the doctors in the villages, they are still not able to help my uncle.
去找医生也没有用。
Even the Western doctors, they will not be able to help him.
只要能够找主耶稣才能够得到医治。
The only healer is none other than our Lord Jesus.
当然我的爷爷跟奶奶啊,他们原来是拜拜的,很迷信的人。
My grandpa and grandma, they were idol worshippers.
他们本来啊,是很虔诚的拜偶像。
They were very zealous in idol worship.
但是现在呢,他的这个孩子已经这样的病啊,可是拜偶像也没有用。
But today they saw with their own eyes how desperate their son needed help. And yet, their own idols cannot do anything for them.
现在最后一丝希望就是来找主耶稣吧。
And their only hope now is to seek Jesus.
所以呢,就最后呢,就把我的叔叔就带到教会来。
Later on, they took my uncle to the church.
教会的弟兄姐妹就很热心地来为我的叔叔祷告,赶鬼。
The brothers and sisters at the church pray zealously and fervently for my uncle.
感谢神啊,当时我的叔叔啊,真的身上的鬼啊,出去之后,他就好了80%。
Thank God, after the devil has been cast away, my uncle regained 80% normalcy.
80%得到了痊愈,但是还不是100%。
He was healed 80%, but not totally.
但是呢,留下了这一点点毛病还在他身上。
Of course, he still encountered some mental difficulties.
后来呢,我就出生了。
Then later on, I was born.
所以我就直接就到教会受洗。
I was then baptized immediately after I was born.
那么长大以后,我就慢慢的,我还看到我的叔叔,当时还在家里。
At that time, I remember my uncle was still living at home.
他当时情绪就会比较容易激动,比较不容易控制。
We can see that he is emotionally and mentally unstable.
所以小时候我看到我叔叔的那个情绪不容易控制,我有点害怕,不敢去靠近我的叔叔。
And when he is very moody and when the attack happened, I became very afraid and I dare not come near him.
但是我知道呢,我们的家庭的信仰就从这个叔叔得的病,
And we realize that because of my uncle's sickness, that is why we are able to come to know Jesus.
我后来才听我爷爷说了，为什么我的叔叔的病没有100%得到医治。
This is why my grandpa later told me that why did God not totally cure my uncle 100%.
我的爷爷跟我说了一句坦白话。
And my grandpa told me the truth.
他说啊，他当时来教会啊，也只是来试试看呐。
That he came to church actually just to try it out.
他也是跟主耶稣祷告啊。
He also prayed to God.
主耶稣啊，如果你是神。
That God, if you are indeed the true God.
你就医治我这孩子的病吧。
Then please heal my son's illness.
能够好一点就可以了。
Just heal a little bit, it's fine with me.
我爷爷当时说，只要好一点就够了，不用全部好了，好一点点就可以了。
As long as you just heal him a little, that's okay with me.
我爷爷当时以为这样的祷告已经算很客气了，好一点点就好了。He
thought he doesn't want to sound too greedy before God.
而他的信心也只能好一点点就可以了。
To him, his faith is just a little bit will be okay.
真的，主耶稣就给我的叔叔就好一点点。This
is why God answered his prayer and only healed my uncle.
但是好一点点是好80%。
But that little translates to 80%.
结果后来好了80%之后，我爷爷就好高兴了，说：“哎呀，够了，够了，不用再好了。”Even
though he was only healed 80%, my grandpa was so totally glad.
可是到后来呢，就后悔：“哎呀，我怎么不求100%呢？我怎么求那个好一点点呢？哎呀，我怎么这样这样啊？一直在责备自己啊。”But
of course, later on, he rebuked himself and said, "Why did not I ask for more?"
可是呢，在要祷告要100%的医治的时候就。 没有办法拿出那个绝对的信心。But
of course, when he was wanting to ask for total healing for his son, he was still not able to have that faith.
所以我就出生长大。And
then later on, I came into this world.
我的爷爷就常告诉我这件事情。And
my grandfather used to relate to me this story.
他说你得跟神祷告啊。 你要求100%的医治啊，不要那个求一点点的医治啊。And
then he told me, I've learned my lesson, so make sure in the future, you have to ask God for 100%, not just a little bit.
主耶稣啊，一定会听你的祷告。你要100%，他就给你100%；你要50%，他就给你50%。
He says when we pray to God for 100%, he will give us 100%. When we pray for 50%, then he will give us 50%.
所以呢，我也常告诉我说，你要祷告，一定要专心祷告，全部祷告。
And my grandpa told me that I have to be focused in my prayer and with my whole heart.
我们的神是全能的神，他要医治，可以百分之百医治你。
That our God is our Almighty God, and He can give us total healing.
可是我的叔叔就这样子，没有办法全部好。
But yet, my uncle was not totally cured.
当然呢，在当时他从那个得了病啊，到来教会得到医治，真的好了很多了。那个真的是对整个家庭来讲是一个很大的恩典了。
But of course, even though my uncle was only healed 80%, but that is enough for the faith of the entire family to be strengthened.
在当时的改变呢，真的是很大的改变了。
Because to them, that change is really great.
啊，所以呢，我们全家人在当时都受洗了。
And at that time, the entire family got baptized.
啊，那经过了啊五年以后，我就出生。
5 years after I was born.
啊，那我就在这样的家庭来受洗而长大。
This is how I was brought up in a already Christian family.
所以我就思想到主耶稣给我们的恩典呢，给我们的家庭恩典这么的宝贵。
And I realized that how great my family has been blessed.
如果要不是主耶稣的话，我这个家族啊，可能早就破产，早就啊。被抛弃的，甚至整个家庭是完蛋的。
If not for the grace of God, my family, I can just imagine, would be broken and totally devastated.
可能啊，连我都不会被啊生下来。
It'd be totally bankrupt, and I would not even be born.
可能那时候家庭会因为这个问题而全家啊破裂掉了。
It could be because of my uncle's problem that my grandparents' marriage will be broken and.
但是主耶稣看顾我们。
But yet, God looked over us.
所以我觉得呢，今天我们得到主耶稣恩典这么大。
Today we have received such a great blessing from
God. 尤其是我们每个家庭。
And especially upon our families.
我们有孩子呢，是在这样的平安的环境出生长大的。
Our children grew up in peace and safety.
就像啊，我是在这样的啊，已经是平安的家庭出生而长大。
I was also, growing up in a very peaceful environment.
那还好呢，我的爷爷奶奶呢，常常把这个见证告诉我。
But yet, my grandparents make sure that I knew the past.
尤其我奶奶呢，是整个信仰呢啊的看顾最好的了。
And my grandma is the spiritual matriarch of the family.
她常常带着我去上教会。
She was the one who took me to church.
啊，常常啊教我要祷告。
And she was the one who taught me how to pray.
所以啊，我们要把家庭所领受的恩典赶快传给下一代。
This is why we have to give away the blessings from our generation to the next generation.
要让我们的孩子呢，从小就知道我们这个家族是怎么来信主的。
And to allow our children to know how the family of the previous generation come to know Jesus.
是如何得到主耶稣恩典的。
That how the previous generation received the grace of God.
然后让我们的孩子呢，也能够自己来体验。神的恩典
so that our children will also personally experience the grace of God.
那么他们就可以把信仰建立在自己的心里。
Only then they will have a personal faith and personal relationship with God.
这时候呢，我的祖父的神也成为我爸爸的神。
Later on, the God of my grandpa become the God of my father.
那我爸爸的神也会成为我自己的神。
And the God of my father became my own personal God.
那我的神呢，也会成为我孩子的神。
And my own personal God will become my children's own personal God.
所以圣经有一句话说，这位神他是亚伯兰的神。
This is why the Bible says he is this God of Abraham.
这位神也是以撒的神。
And he's also the God of Isaac.
这位神也是雅各的神。
And this God is also the God of Jacob.
所以这个信仰啊，要一代传给一代。
And this is how our faith is being propagated. Generation to generation.
我们每个人领受主耶稣恩典这么大的时候，我们就很热心的赶快要把福音传给我们的朋友。
This is why we have to proactively preach the gospel because of the great blessing that we have received from God.
但是现在就要问问我们自己，我们做了这个福音工作了吗？
But yet now we have to ask the important question: Have we ourselves do our part to preach?
我们有没有白占土地呢？
Have we just emptily, have we used our land for nothing?
我们来看路加福音十三章。
Please look at Luke chapter 13.
十三章第六节。
Verse 16.
路加福音十三章第六节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 16.
第六节。
Verse 6, I'm sorry.
十三章第六节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 6.
于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着。
Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any.
第七节，就对管园的说，看哪，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？
So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?
第八节，管园的说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土，加上粪。
Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it.
第九节，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了吧。
If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down.
这里记载了，主耶稣用一个比喻说到了无花果树不结果子。
Here, our Lord Jesus spoke of this parable,of the barren fig tree.
它是栽种在葡萄园里面，可是却不结果子。
It was planted on a vineyard, but it didn't bear any fruit.
照理说呢，无花果是栽种在一般的山坡地就可以了。
We know that the fig tree could easily bear fruit on the lowlands.
但是它栽种在葡萄园里面，表示它得到最好的看顾跟环境。
But yet he was able to be planted in the vineyard.Means that this is a very special fig tree.
但是呢，主人却这三年来都找不到果子。
But yet, 3 years, the landowner could not find any fruit on it.
所以主人很生气。
This is why the landowner was so upset.
他说：“把它砍了吧，何必白占土地呢
？”So let us just cut this thing down.
但是管园呢，却为他求情。
But yet, the vine dresser said, "Leave it alone for one more year."
他说呢。我今年再努力看看。
Let me work on it for one more year.
以后如果结果子就好了。
I'll fertilize it, and if it's bear fruit, then fine.
但是如果再不结果子，就真的把它砍了。
Then if not, then I will cut it down.
今天主耶稣留我们的生命还在这个世界上。
Today, God still allow us to have another day to live.
留我们的生命啊的目的就是还让我们有机会能够来结果子。
The purpose is that he is giving us opportunity to bear fruit.
我们要结的就是福音的果子。
The fruit that we must bear is the fruit of preaching the gospel.
我们要结的是圣灵的果子。
We have to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我们要结的就是赞美的果子。
We have to bear the fruit of our praises.
当然，我们要结很多很多的很多的果子。
And we have to bear many different kinds of fruit.
但今天我们只要强调的是。特别是讲到福音的果子，我们结了多少呢
？But yet today, how much fruit have we bear in terms of bearing the fruit of the gospel？
真的，从我们自己信主到现在，我们带了多少人来教会慕道受洗呢
？Come to think of it, since we have believed in Jesus, how many members have we brought to church？
当然有人说了啊，我们都没有外面去带，至少我们自己的家庭、自己生小孩啊，也算是传福音吧。
Maybe we can justify and say that we have never preached outside of our family, but I've brought up kids.
我的自己家里生的小孩。
I've brought up my own kids that I bring to this world.
那这样也是把福音传给我们的小孩。
Then I guess this can also be counted as preaching the gospel.
但是呢，其实我们更要做的应该是对外如何把我们的亲戚朋友带领他们能够来。得到福音的好处。
However, I find that this is still not good enough. We have to preach, to outside of our family members.
不要到了有一天，我们到神面前的时候，我们怎么跟主耶稣交代
？So that when we come before God, we will not be able to answer.
所以我们今天呢、啊，好好的来思想，
Let us
我们有没有把握这个，这个布道会的机会？
Have we seized this opportunity of this coming evangelical service?
我们至少要尽那个传扬福音的责任。
We should at least fulfill our duty to preach.
我们在接待桌上有很多邀请卡。
And we have printed so many invitation cards.
我们要把这些邀请卡赶快送给我们的亲戚朋友。
And we have to distribute these cards to our relatives and friends.
我们至少在这次的布道会里面。每一个人至少带一位来。
we have to tell ourselves that maybe each one of us should at least bring one truth seeker for this evangelical service.
我们至少能够把人带到主的面前，然后来为他祷告，求主耶稣能够来拣选他。
And we pray that when we bring one before the Lord, that God will be able to choose him or her.
因为他也应该来得到这个福音的好处。
Because we want this person to receive the benefits of the gospel.
我们得到了，我们更希望我们的亲戚朋友也能够得到，这才是更好的事情。
Since we have received the goodness of the gospel, we also want our friends and relatives to also receive the same thing as us.
因为呢，我们有一天要离开这个世界。
Because one day we may leave this world.
我们将来要去什么地方？
And where are we heading to?
所以我们需要有一个啊，我们更要有一个天国的盼望。
And we must have this hope of our eternal heavenly kingdom.
这就是我们传福音啊，有一个非常重要的目的。
And this is the goal of our preaching the gospel.
所以呢，传福音呢，有今生的好处。
Preaching the gospel is not only good in our life today,
也有来生的盼望,
but it is also to bring us a hope for a future.
所以呢，有今生的好处，有来生的盼望，那我们赶快去传福音。
And since it can bring us benefit to this present life, it is also a hope for the future.
我们呢，不要再白占土地。
So let us not live in vain.And just use up the land for nothing.
下星期三就是要开始布道会。
Next Wednesday is our evangelical service.
这是我们全教会啊，大家要动员起来，每个人都要来参与的。
And this is a time when each and every one of us must participate.
这绝对不是我们半年一次的例行公事。
And this is not just a normal activity.
这是主耶稣特别在半年一次要跟我们同在，要赏赐丰富恩典的机会。
Because this biannual event.Is a time when God is about to give us spiritual blessings.
我们要把握这个机会，赶快来传福音。
And we have to seize this opportunity to preach for Him.
这是由美国来的梁传道啊，他要把宝贵的福音啊传讲给我们知道。
And this time, our preacher Darren Liang from the USA will be coming to preach the precious word of God.
所以我们要把握这个机会，赶快来啊动工。
Let us seize this opportunity to get up and work for God.
也想到我们每一个人的责任跟我们自己的债务。
And let us also remember our mission and our debt.
一起唱诗。
Let us all sing him.
281首。
281.